Welcome to the Raised with Jesus podcast on this Thank God for Coffee Sunday, also known as the day when we turn our clocks ahead 1 hour, but the church knows it as the first Sunday in Lent, March 10th, 2019. During the season of Lent, we take a closer contemplation of our sin and our sinfulness as we overall, throughout this season, contemplate our Savior's march toward the cross, that he is not a victim of circumstance, but that he willingly goes to take away the sins of the world. And so during the Sundays in Lent, at least here at Resurrection, we're going to be contemplating and looking at the Old Testament readings because they give some pointed examples of temptation and sin. And throughout the season of Lent, we'll be considering all of this under the idea of fighting temptation, because we're all voluntary victims of Satan's seductions. You can look at your life and you can find far too many times of shame and sin when Satan successfully placed the temptation before you and we didn't say no. You might wonder why you did it, but the truth is that we did. Satan knows our every weakness. He might even custom tailor temptations for individuals. And as we examine some of these tailor-made temptations, we also see how the Holy Spirit specifically equips us through word and sacrament, and by applying the forgiveness that Jesus has won and teaching sanctified living, we are able to fight those temptations and bring glory to God through our conduct under temptation. And so our gospel lesson today really zooms in on that topic and that idea very well. It's the gospel from Luke chapter 4, the account of Jesus and Satan in the desert. It looked like the ultimate battle of good versus evil. The old evil foe battles the Son of Man, while the fate of humankind hangs in the balance. It almost seems trite to sensationalize the temptation of Christ in such language. But isn't this the case? At any point, if Jesus had failed to resist temptation, if he had bowed or jumped or even simply made some bread, all would have been lost. But our champion won the battle. Jesus Christ holds the field, and the kingdom is ours forever. Luke chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. He did not eat anything during those days. When they came to an end, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God." The devil led him up a high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. The devil told him, "I will give you all this power and the glory of these kingdoms, because it has been entrusted to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, because it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered him, "It also says, you shall not test the Lord your God." When the devil had finished every temptation, he left him until an opportune time. This is the word of our God. Here in Maumee, Ohio, we have 9 a.m. worship at Resurrection Lutheran Church, 2250 South Hollinsvania Road. You can also check out the show notes, and the first link in the show notes will take you to a page where you can find a nearby church if you aren't within, you know, regular driving distance of Maumee, Ohio. You can also check us out on YouTube. Just search for Resurrection Maumee. God bless your day.